The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
Hockey with Millard and Shannon. The plan was to get Gary Roberts on to talk about the Battle of Ontario.
Yes, that is the plan.
But I didn't realize that we had to really get him on to talk about the Battle of Ontario, because it's going a little quicker than I anticipated.
I was kind of adamant it had to be on this date, because you just never know. As close as the two overtime games have been, I think people are now thinking, well, Leafs are going to get some rest. Ottawa may win game four, but the way they have played, which is true playoff hockey in my mind, has been pretty impressive, and this could be a sweep.
And by the way,
that would not be that embarrassing to the Ottawa Senators, because I do think that they have done some pretty impressive things in the two games.
Yeah, it'd still be sad though. You don't want to be swept. Don't try and spin this like, oh, everything's okay because they were close. They're ticked off right now. They're down 3-0.
Yeah, but if you're sitting in the room and you're Travis Green, you're saying, you know what, rather than Max Domi and Simon Benoit, those two goals were, Drake Batherson and Anton Zub, we'd be up 2-1. I think you can say that. But Darren, as well as anybody, that when you go down 3-0, it becomes an issue.
I was
optimistic. You're not going to win four straight games against the Toronto Maple Leafs. You're not.
Why? Why not?
Okay. Thank you, Travis.
No, I'm just, Ottawa's been really involved in this series, and I hope they win one or two games just because they deserve it right now. You don't always get what you deserve in professional sports. But from a goaltending aspect, we had Valiquette on before the playoffs.
Yeah.
He wasn't as high on Allmark. He really was optimistic about Stolarz, and Stolarz has stepped up massively.
Oh, he has, in my mind, he might be the MVP of the series when you think about it.
We should do that. We should have MVPs of every series.
Okay, let's do it.
Like baseball. Why don't you and I come up with the MVP of every series through the Stanley Cup playoffs?
And here's what we can do. We can call it the 100% hero.
Sure. I'm serious. And it'll give us
the 100% hero of the Maple Leaf Senators series. Okay.
And as we go along, if a person is the 100% hero of two of the four series on their way to the Stanley Cup, it's an easy decision for Conn Smythe.
I'm in. Okay.
Okay. We've started something along this line. Has it been as intense as you expected, the Battle of Ontario?
No, I did expect a bit more. But I, I, I don't know if any of the playoffs have been as intense as I expected, but because and part of the reason is the end of the regular season was so intense. The end of the, you know, that March window and the first week of April was so intense every night. Teams fighting to get into the playoffs that I am convinced there had to be not necessarily a letdown, but there had to be a reset. I think we saw that in the first weekend of the playoffs, Darren, where it wasn't really gripping hockey other than maybe Winnipeg, St. Louis. You know, the Monday night game two night, you know, where, you know, the Kings series started, the Capitals series started. That was pretty good. That was exciting. But I'm not sure there is when I think of intense, I think of hitting. I think of tons of hitting. I'm not saying fighting, but hitting. And the speed of the game is so fast. It's difficult at times to think that that you can have more tension with hitting because you can't catch the guy. So that's a long way of saying that it's been really good. There are nights I think there could be better. Like the Tampa Florida game last night was not the most electric game I've ever seen.
1-0, but it wasn't a 1-0.
Well, it was 2 in the end.
Yeah, okay.
But you're right. It was to me, it was a prelim to a heavyweight fight. You know, something's coming. Tampa has to make some adjustments. You know, Vasilevsky can't let that Nate Schmidt puck past him. But you know, shot. To me, it was a great shot. But come on, I mean, we should get. I might text Steve and ask what he thinks of that goal.
Okay, and at the same time, his team didn't score any.
I know. Oh no, I know. You know, but by the end of the game, when you see the guys nattering at each other between the benches, game three is going to be fun to watch in Sunrise.
Yeah, we haven't had enough kerfuffles in this first round.
Well, we've seen, you know, we're starting to see stuff in the pregame warm-up, you know. Mm-hmm. Hofer and Scheifele in the St. Louis series. And then apparently there's some stuff in the warm-up in the Toronto-Ottawa series, but the league's going to clamp down on it very quickly. They don't want any of that crap.
Well, nothing's going to happen, John.
No, they're going to make a phone call.
It's theatrical. Nothing. No, nobody's going to do anything. Those days are over.
You mean Ed Hospodar's not going to come out of the vomitory and take a shot at somebody? No. Claude Lemieux?
we got a better chance of Gary Roberts joining us from a drive-thru than anything happening in a warm-up.
Gary Roberts used to love the warm-up. You know, he did. He loved the warm-up.
How about the drive-thru?
Well, you know, I wonder what he would drink at the drive-thru. I guess water. Black coffee. Roberts loves his coffee. Loves his coffee. I know that. I used to be his neighbor.
I really?
Yep.
You were his neighbor?
Yeah, in Calgary. Yeah. Yeah, we had a little enclave of hockey players.
I had a neighbor the other day.
And you were wrong on that.
I was right, and I'm still appealing that.
You know what? I'll tell you what.
Journalism
is dead when you don't have your right sources there.
Well, I'm still not I have not confirmed beyond more than one source that you were Gary Roberts' neighbor.
I'll tell you so what, you ask Gary Roberts and he'll tell you that, and then you'll have a second source.
And we'll see. He wouldn't even get water at the drive-thru. I was just thinking because he's got his own water.
He'll buy some ads or something.
Ooh. I want to see you train with Gary Roberts. What do you think? His questions to you.
Tell you what.
Tell me about your body. Do you know your body? What's your answer to him?
This could be a 12-part series.
No. Sorry, John. With all due respect, you're going to need more parts.
No, not my body parts. I'm talking to television. No.
Parts to
no,
get.
No. Come on now. I used to be an athlete. Or as my wife, or as my wife says, when I come home, she says, "Truly, how big are you trying to get?"
Roberts has just logged on. Let's get to him.
I didn't see that.
The former player, fitness guru, and a friend of ours, coming up next on 100% Hockey.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Back on 100% Hockey with Millard and Shannon. I don't know whether I should introduce Gary Roberts or whether you, as his former neighbor, should tell us a couple of stories.
You apparently are the host of this show, so you should do it.
Okay, who pissed off who more as neighbors? Roberts to Shannon or Shannon to Roberts? Gary?
John, listen, we all know John. He's been grumpy his whole life. So he was a grumpy neighbor too, okay? Like, he wasn't over there helping me shovel my driveway or helping me with my Christmas lights. Our good friend Brian Carlin used to always do that stuff for us. Hey, John?
Well, listen, the worst day of the year was Halloween, Gary, and you know that because everybody knew that Gilmore lived four houses that way. Roberts lived four houses the other way. They were bussing people in, and I have to go to the 7-Eleven six times to get more candy.
That's right. And back then, I used to hand out the real stuff. Right now, I hand out the organic chocolate, and the kids are looking at me kind of funny these days, right? But back then, I used to hand out the Mars bars and the Crispy Crunches and all that stuff. So
when was the last time you had a chocolate bar?
Gosh, it's been a long time. I can say that. Listen, don't get me wrong. You're talking to a guy that I would be lying if I didn't tell you I like chocolate. Like, I just try to eat the good stuff, John. It's the good stuff. The dark chocolate's full of magnesium, I understand. So it's supposed to be better for you.
What's a Gary Roberts cheat meal? Give me the closest thing.
Well, I had it last night. My wife looked at me, actually, and said, "You're having coconut ice cream again?" So I have a coconut ice cream once in a while with an espresso after dinner. Ooh. Because I don't eat a lot of dairy. Being asthmatic and dairy don't really go good together. So I don't eat a lot of dairy. So I eat a coconut ice cream. It's still got sugar in it, don't get me wrong. But it's very, very good. So that's kind of my cheat. That's kind of my dessert that I like to have. And I'm like everybody else. So, you know, sugar is very addicting. So if you have it every day, then it becomes a habit, right? So I'm no different than anybody else. I gotta find a way not to have it every day because I do like it.
So just a minute, you pour the espresso over the ice cream?
Yeah, like an avocado, I think they call it. Yeah, it's pretty good, actually. It's really good.
My problem is there's no such thing as just one at my house.
Yeah, I know. I got a few vices too, okay? I like my espresso. I like a little coconut ice cream. I like dark chocolate. So that's why I still work out, guys. I have no choice.
Okay, so you're on because we want to talk about the Battle of Ontario because you were part of it. You watched last night?
I sure did. I haven't missed a minute of it.
And
I got to say, what did they have, 20 shots each last night? Like, both teams are doing an amazing job blocking shots. Like, I've never seen the net front so crowded in a Leaf game in a long time. They're battling as hard as Ottawa. They're obviously getting timely goals. They're getting, you know, like every year, guys. People step up in playoffs that maybe normally don't step up. Now you got, you know, Max stepped up and you got Benoit the last couple of nights. I think it's been really good. I think it's been physical. I think Ottawa has been real close. Like, it's been, you know, you could still say they outshot Toronto in 2 to 3 games and are down 3-0 in the series from some timely goals by the Leafs. But I think the Leafs overall are just managing the puck better than they have in previous years. When they don't have plays, they're not turnovers this year. If the D can't pinch, they're not pinching. Like, they just seem to be more disciplined overall, and Ottawa's getting less scoring chances for it.
Your fast twitch muscles, are they spasming though, watching this, knowing what you've been through in the past and being part of that battle of Ontario?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be lying if I didn't tell you. I was in the building for game one, and it was amazing to watch it. Like, it was really cool to be part of it. No doubt I miss it, guys. I miss playing every day. I tell everybody, like, I still play a couple days a week. You know, now I pay to play, though. You know, I don't now I got to pay to play in, you know, the beer league. But I love the game. I obviously, it gave me everything I have in my life. So I certainly enjoyed being in the building for game one, and I think it's been a great series, and it's been a lot closer, I think, than a 3-0
sure,
you know, for Toronto at this point.
So you have also been part of some great rivalries. You, and as soon as you know, and living in the East, people say, well, the Battle of Ontario, there's nothing better. And then you have people in Calgary and Edmonton pipe up, and then you have Islander and Ranger fans pipe up, and then you have Chicago and St. Louis fans pipe up. But you've played in two of those, at least, with the Battle of Alberta and the Battle of Ontario. Are there comparisons?
Well, I always get into this. I never like to compare decades, you know.
Obviously, that's what we do, Gary.
I know, but obviously I haven't been on too many quieter bus rides than going from Calgary to Edmonton for a hockey game. Like, we used to bus there, remember, okay? Like, it wasn't, you know, wasn't a chartered flight. We used to bus to Edmonton, and I can tell you that, you know, you just had this mentality, you know, hit or be hit. That was my mentality back then in the days, you know. I'm not sure I felt that fear in the Ottawa-Toronto series that I felt as a young guy going into Edmonton for a playoff game. I don't think you guys could compare. It's a different time for me. Obviously, I was an older guy in Toronto and had probably a little more confidence to play in those games and the experience of the Calgary-Edmonton series, but not much would be playing in Alberta in the Edmonton-Calgary rivalry that was so big for those years that I was a Calgary Flame.
You using the word fear, that's perspective to me. That drives it home.
Yeah, well, it was as nasty as any hockey I've ever played was the Calgary-Edmonton rivalry back then. Really was. I mean, they had some big, tough guys, and you know, I remember Timmy Hunter was great to me as an older player. Remember him saying to me one day, "Robs, you know, I'll always fight the toughest guy, but you better have the second toughest." So think about that in your early 20s, trying to make your mark in the NHL. And I knew that, you know, I would look at the roster and I'd go, holy crap, that guy's the second toughest guy in that team. I'm in trouble, you know, like, but Timmy was amazing. I never, ever had to fight the heavyweights. I always fought guys in my weight class for the most part. And I was smart. The one time I got out of my weight class was against Joey Kosher one night. Didn't go so well for me. So I was a little smarter as I got older and kind of tried to stay in my weight class and not fight the heavyweights. And a guy like Tim Hunter was a big factor in obviously helping me survive my early days in Calgary when I had to play that way to be in the lineup.
But then I look at that, those years in Toronto with you and Joe Nieuwendyk and a few of the veteran players. I mean, there didn't appear to be any fear on your face or in your body when you were playing for the Maple Leafs in these series?
No, and I would say it was a different time, and I was probably physically, you know, I think about what I went through to come back to play and how more physically prepared I was to play in 2002. You know, I played in the Stanley Cup playoffs and played those Battle of Alberta's in the late 80s. Crap, I was 183, 185 pounds, maybe. As a Toronto Maple Leaf playing in the Ottawa Senator Series in 2002, I was 213. You know what I mean? So the weight training and the time off and the surgeries. And I mean, I had to reevaluate how I trained to play the game that I needed. I just didn't have the body in the late 80s and early 90s to survive the game that I played. 2002, I was physically more prepared to play that kind of game and that kind of playoff rounds like we did against the Senators. I mean, I think I played almost every shift in two of those playoff rounds against Zdeno Chara. You know, I mean, and we all know how much of a beast that guy was, right? Like, he was no fun to play against. And I would say one of the most honest players I've ever played against was Chara. Like, he never did anything dirty. He was as honest as can be. But it wasn't a lot of fun to play against the guy. But I was physically at least able to, I would say I'd never, ever thought I was going to ever run over the guy, but I was at least able to play against him and have a little bit of success without him killing me, thankfully.
Beer and killing me. I've got a t-shirt list going here.
Yeah, well, you know, that was kind of me, Darren. I think you probably know that, right? I only knew how to play one way. And if you found me high in the slot looking for a one-timer, I felt out of place. I felt lost on the ice in those situations.
Who are a couple of guys that it took you a couple of years to forget about after going up against them in the Battle of Ontario?
Well, I mean, obviously, Chara, you talk about, you know, I spent a lot of time, obviously, in defenseman faces. I saw, you know, I've saw Phillips' face quite a bit lately, and Redden, those players, Jason York, guys that I played against that I know that, you know, I needed to be hard on those guys. They're good players, and the only way for me to create turnovers for my line mates back then were being first on the forecheck. It was what I wanted to do. I used to tell my line mates, get it in my corner. I want to be first on the puck. And I knew that if I was first on the puck in a lot of games, I was going to create some chances for guys like Matts and Stevie Thomas or whoever I was playing with. But that was what I did. I was a straight line guy. I didn't like to go east west much. I usually got in trouble if I started drop passing the puck across the blue line. So I got guys like McGillany and Sundin do that. And I tried to just go straight for the net or straight for the corners. And so I saw a lot of the Ottawa Senators defensemen in those times. And obviously you bring back memories. They had a really skilled group, and Chris Neal was another really tough guy to play against, obviously, in Ottawa, who, you know, I would argue is a pretty tough customer who I had a couple of battles with and didn't fare as well as I would have liked in those. But he was a warrior as well for Ottawa, and they had skill with Spets and Alfredson and those guys. So, I mean, I think back to those series, you know, I say it all the time, we got outchanced in those games. Our goaltending was a little better than theirs. Cujo and Eddie Belfour, I mean, I always joke around that if they didn't get 40 shots, they didn't play good. So we used to make sure they got 40 shots on net. You know, Cujo would fall asleep if he didn't have 40 shots on net. So we always used to joke around the room about that stuff, but it was for sure the case. We were a high-risk, high-reward team back then, and we gave up a lot of scoring chances, and we won those series. Obviously, we had timed the goals like Toronto's getting this year, but our goaltending was very good back then.
The other aspect of this is, and we've seen it throughout the playoffs, is where younger guys, we always talk about being composed in playoffs. That was an emotional, every time that was an emotional series. How do you, or do you keep your composure when you play a series like against the Ottawa Senators?
Yeah, I think it's a key to, you know, having confidence within the group. I always say playing team tough. When everybody plays tough, it's a lot easier to pull the rope and guys start climbing on guys' backs to pull them into the fight. That's what a team sport's all about. That's what the Stanley Cup playoffs are all about, is coming together as a group and everybody in it for the one. And it's, for me, it's watching how Toronto's come together in my eyes. You know, we always said all year they needed better goaltending to move ahead in the playoffs. They needed better defense. They needed their better players to be, you know, better than the other team's better players. All these things we talk about all the time. Mm-hmm. But I think you're seeing that. Toronto's getting good goaltending. They're getting, their defense has played very well. They haven't given up a lot. And when they have, Stolarz has made some amazing saves. So, you know, I just think Toronto is, and of course, Craig Berube, as you know, John, I'm a huge fan of Craig, and I'm a huge fan of what he's done in his career and his career as a coach. He's a great person. He demands a lot, but he's a fair individual. And you can see, I think Toronto's starting to, you know, everybody's seeing the benefits of having a guy like Craig Berube behind the bench.
That sounds a little more like Pat Quinn than Craig Berube.
Yeah, Craig, and I would say Craig's probably had to change a little bit to come to Toronto, as you guys know. You know, choose your words a little more careful, and you know, be a little more patient with the group. But it's pretty easy to see that he's got pretty good buy-in by the majority of the group. And I think that's what you're seeing in the win category.
Continue our hangout with Gary Roberts on 100% Hockey with Millard and Shannon after this.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Back in your day, how would you and did you try to intimidate the Ottawa Senators in those playoff series?
Well, I mean, I would say intimidation was a huge factor back then, probably more so even, Darren, than it is today. Now I look at, you know, being competitive and being, you know, intimidating is winning all your 50-50 puck battles. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the wall play has become so important in the National Hockey League. If you're not good on the walls, you don't come up with very many pucks. Every time a team wants to relieve pressure, what do? They throw it around the wall. Like, you got to be really good to play in the NHL at picking pucks up on the wall, and you've got to make sure you win those puck battles. And that's, you know, it's all possession. You can see it. Like, the really good players in the National Hockey League can fly down the wall. They can pick a puck off the wall, and then they can make a dish to the slot for a one-timer. You know what I mean? At high speeds. Mm-hmm. And I think that for me is watching how the games really evolved. And that for me is, you know, it's not fighting. It's not threatening lives in warm up. It's not Ty Domi skating across the red line saying, who wants a chance at the belt tonight, boys? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's just not that intimidation factor anymore. It's more about who's willing to, like, you watch Brady Tkachuk and what he's probably fighting through right now with a possible injury, and how he's continuing to still be that guy that's carrying Ottawa into the fight. You know, those are the guys that you respect. Those are the guys, that's toughness for me. That's competitiveness for me. That's what it is today. It's not the dropping your gloves and having seven fighting majors in a playoff game that you might have seen in the late 80s and early 90s.
You mentioned him, so I it was on my list. You have to love the way Tkachuk plays the game, right?
Oh my gosh! And he was a client for a few years before COVID. Both Tkachuk boys were, and they're wonderful men, great leaders. They were great to have in the gym in our program. And Brady was a big man. He was a big man back then as a young player. But boy, oh boy, is it, he's a fun guy to watch play hockey. I mean, he's obviously my kind of guy, and I enjoy watching him, and I know he might not be 100%, but boy, oh boy, has he done a great job as a leader for the Ottawa Senators. And it's obvious to see how they respect him and also how the Leafs respect him. I mean, he's tough to contend with, even if he is 100%.
Okay. So I want to take you back to the dressing room, early 2000s. It's an off day. The kids are running around. And if I'd walked in the room and said, by the way, that guy's going to score a winning goal in overtime in a playoff series, and he's 2 years old now, what would you think of what Max Domi's done?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, I watched Max when he was at Toronto Marley. I'd go watch him play as a 10-year-old with Ty. You know, I always say to Ty, gosh, your wife, Leanne, she did a great job, because Max is a good kid. You know, I used to always say this to Ty, but I congratulated Max on his goal. And he's just that kind of person. Right away, text me back, said, thanks, Robs, appreciate a big one tonight. You know what I mean? So that's the relationship that I've had since Max was a little guy. Ty had him come around often. And, you know, Max has had his diabetes. He's had his issues with his health over the years. And it's hard to say that I don't know if there's anybody else who's dialed in as Max Domi when it comes to his nutrition and his water. He sent me a picture of the Dolomia water that we all drink, you know, the Gary Roberts approved water. So he sent me a picture of that yesterday, and he said, G7 fuel. I'm on the G7 fuel. So, you know, it's kind of cool to have that relationship and see the success Max is having in Toronto. And of course, with Ty being in the stands, I'm sure it's pretty special for the whole Domi family right now. So, it's pretty cool.
Actually, you have guys on every team right now. I mean, Mark Scheifele is a huge Gary Roberts guy. And to see him have the playoffs that he's playing, how do you balance all of this between just watching games and then watching for what your clients do?
Yeah, I mean, I would say for me, I would say I cheer for individuals, right? I'm a consultant for the Seattle Kraken. And I spend a lot of time with their prospects. That's what I do. In my summer program, I get the opportunity to work with a bunch of NHL players, and Gary Roberts' team has that opportunity to work with players around the league. And often we're cheering for individuals, not necessarily teams. And it always becomes a little bit of a battle in the gym when you've got too many guys on one team and everybody thinks you're kind of, favoriting somebody else. So you got to be a little careful, and you choose your words carefully around my program as well. But it really is fun for us as a group, and my company and my trainers and nutritionists and all the people that work with the players around the league. We want to see individual players having success. The Robbie Thomases of the world, right? Robbie's been a client for a really long time. To see St. Louis walk in and do what they did last night at home, pretty cool for a player like that. So, yeah, I have, it's very satisfying for myself and our group to see individuals that we work with around the National Hockey League. Gabe Landeskog's been a client the last few years, to see what Gabe's gone through to come back and play. I mean, that story, like I retired for 18 months, guys, and came back to play. Like, that man has been rehabbing for 3 years. Like, since 2022, he's been trying to make a comeback. I mean, the discipline and the commitment and the patience and the professionalism that he is showing through these 3 years, I don't know if anybody can match it. I really don't, of what he's gone through to try to make a comeback in the National Hockey League. So to be part of that in the background for my group has been pretty special.
I watched him during the anthem. I was waiting for the tears to come, because if that was me, I'd be bawling my eyes out.
You mean, I was bawling. I was watching it. I'm soft. I'm getting soft though, guys. I cry often now. That's what happens when you have four kids and, you get soft. But yeah, watching Gabe throw through that, and the support and the from the fans, and how loud the building was to see him back in the building, we were all so happy for him.
If you're Ottawa, would you try to come back and get in Toronto's face at all in game four? Or do you just have to worry about winning the hockey game? I'm trying to think about a pushback to get everybody going and some confidence.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's no doubt you need to continue to get to the net. But Toronto's done a really good job getting, blocking shots and not getting pucks to the net. And they've done it. And then obviously the goalie Stolarz has played great. I mean, I think continuing to do what they're trying to do and get to the net is the only way that Ottawa is going to have an opportunity to come back in the series. They need to score some ugly goals inside the goal crease. And, you saw Minnesota's game last night. They got some bounces around the net that hit stomachs, that went in the net, and weird deflections. We all know that in playoffs, those are the goals that are more often scored, right? The ugly goals around the net, the tip-ins, the shots off the other D's pads. So I think Ottawa's need to continue to get more pucks to the net. I feel like they're waiting too long to shoot the puck on the PP. They move it around. And they don't get enough to the net early. Where if you look at Toronto's mentality right now, they're getting the puck to the net within 10 seconds of a power play. That's the one thing you could say Toronto's done different. They're not moving the puck around the outside for 30 seconds before they shoot it. Where Ottawa, I still feel like, are trying to manage the puck too much on the outside and not getting pucks through early enough in the power play to pull Toronto's forwards down. Toronto's forwards are able to stay pretty patient and in pretty good places. And Ottawa end up shooting pucks into their shin pads or stomachs. So I think that's the focus for Ottawa. They need to continue to get pucks in the net and spend a little less time on the perimeter on the power play and get the puck to the net a little earlier.
But that's the learning curve of the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
what has to happen nowadays. I mean, guys, the defensemen are so good. The goalies are so good. Very few are scoring one timers from the top of the circles. Okay. Like, of course, Ovechkin, he's different, right? He can do it, but there's not many guys scoring one timers from the top of the circles in playoffs. There's just too much traffic around the net. Defensemen are too big and goalies are too good. So I just think, you need to score ugly goals. You need to be prepared to get in the dirty areas to win hockey games.
you scored enough one-timers from the top of the circles in our little North Toronto back
well,
in the day.
Maybe in practice. Maybe in practice. Yeah, not too many. You didn't find me in the flank very often on the power play, guys.
You were going against Millard, not a Tudor shooter. You know what I mean?
Those were fun skates, watching you and Ty and everybody going at it.
Yeah, well, it wasn't me and Ty. It was usually me and Ty breaking, and I was breaking up fights. That's what I was doing, guys. Okay, it was more Ty and Lindros. Exactly.
That's true.
I took a stick.
Somebody got cut. Yeah,
I did. I got sliced trying to break up Ty and Eric by fighting, yes. And Ty went to swing a stick, and it caught me right in the face and sliced me open. So then they had to take me to Sunnybrook Hospital, get me stitched up and do the concussion test on me. It wasn't good.
It was stupid.
The regular season's been over now for, let's say, just say 2 weeks. Any clients showed up yet? These guys, they're not that crazy, are they?
They're not crazy. We have a brand new facility opening May 5th. Excuse me. We have a brand new facility opening May 15th in Vaughan.
Wow.
So, and it could be delayed a week or two. So I'm working every day to get this facility open, and I'm hoping that all our clients continue to play as long as they can, so I don't have to see these guys till the middle of June. Because we're going to need a month to get our crap together in order to take all these guys that we're going to have this summer. So I'm hoping the teams that we have the most players on, we don't see them for a while. Starting with our Edmonton boys.
I was going to say, I was going to say 97, because darn well, if he gets to the cottage, he's driving down and he's going to be there every day.
Yeah, well.
Don't you have to tell him not to show up sometimes?
We do. Our coaches and Adrian, we all do our best to keep Connor away from the gym when the season's over. I know they're in one right now. I know it's a battle for them. I'm hoping that they can get back in the series and make it a good fight. But no doubt we don't want to see, I'd be the same. You lose in playoffs, you're miserable for, a month, and then you got to brush it off and you got to get back to work. So we're hoping that we don't see most of our guys. So our place is open and running here in Vaughan, but we certainly are excited about our new facility. I know we're going to have a busy summer, so it's going to be great.
Just on a practical side of that, the body does need to rest, doesn't it?
Agreed. And I always say at the end of the year, we assess, right? A player will call me and I'll say, okay, how did your year go? How does your body feel? Were you able to get your workouts in this winter? We kind of get a feel for what that player has gone through and get a feel for how much rest he needs. And I always say, I do say rest turns to rust pretty quickly, which is a factor too. But if your body's beat up, you need time to heal. But that might mean going to, play some golf, play some tennis, stay active, go play some basketball, do something other than hockey. I always say to all my athletes, just go do something other than hockey, get your mind off the game, but stay active. I mean, there's a difference of sitting on the couch, drinking beer and eating potato chips, or going out to do something else you enjoy doing other than becoming a couch potato. No one wants to do that. You don't go from playing in the NHL to be a couch potato for a month and expect just to jump back right back in. So it's time to heal. And then I say like 2-3 weeks of doing what you want to do. And then you got to start getting the body ready to train. There's like a 3-week period. You need to prepare your body to get back training harder. You don't just jump back in it. Right. It's a bit of a process. And
I don't know if you saw it. Sid's back on the ice already.
Well, hey, I was fortunate. I got an opportunity to play with Sid for a couple of years at the end of my career. And I saw the game changing. I saw, no doubt, Sid is that guy. He wants to feel the puck. He wants to make sure, he's worried about losing his hands. I used to always say to him, like, how do you think the rest of us feel? You know what I mean? he's an amazing, obviously, he's an amazing person and player, and he's had an amazing career. But that's why, guys, that's why, right? Like, he's driven to be the best every day. And that's why he has been as great as he has been, is the commitment he makes to his preparation and his lifestyle and everything that Sid does. I don't know if you can, there's not too many more professional than how Sid's handled his career. And kudos to him. He deserves all the accolades that he receives. And it doesn't surprise me that he's on the ice already. It doesn't.
One area that we can both relate to, John and I, was the potato chips and the couch.
I was going to say, so, I think he was yelling at me when he said that. So
that was a solid part.
I know. That's what John was doing in Calgary when I was there shoveling my snow, waiting for some
get
help.
Get out of here. You're telling Mount or you're telling lies. I'm coming up to Vaughn. I'm going to start doing the Gary Roberts routine. I'm going to try to learn to jump on that box.
Here's the deal. I have an executive floor. So you have your own floor. You can come up. There's a separate entrance, okay? The athletes enter one floor, and then John Shannon, you enter the second floor. It's called my executive wellness floor. You can come in there, and I'd be more than happy to take care of you for a few months, even a few months on me. But that means you do what I say for 2 months, okay?
You just don't want me bugging the guy when they're
it's free for you for 2 months, and let's see what we can do in 2 months. But you got to buy in.
I'm in.
Good luck getting them there, Darren.
I was going to say, I'll fly back and drive them. I'll be his Uber to get them there. Robs, you look great, man. Great catching up with you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. You guys, too. I really appreciate having me on.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
That story he told about getting cut and having to go into the hospital.
Yeah. Like, were you there for that?
I was there that day. And it was during one of the lockouts. And we were playing at North Toronto Arena. And Lindros, Biggie, loves to do drills. And he wants to play. When he was out there, he wanted to get his work done. And Ty, it was like a birthday party skate out there. He's chatting, he's hanging out, and it's like, hey, and so they would start beaking at each other, and they kind of got into it, and Gary went in with Kipper and tried to break it up, and Gary got a stick right to the face.
Why are you laughing? That's awful.
It was as mad as I've ever seen Rob's, which is saying something, because he's intense. The eyes can roll back, but then he got hurt breaking up a fight between Domi and E.
Lindros. Yeah. So as we documented, I've known Gary since he was drafted by Calgary. And I the journey he's been on as a player, not many people understand it. He had to actually retire at one point because he had major neck issues. And as he talked about with the Landeskog, which is, I mean, when he was booked, there was no discussion about, you have to talk about Gabe Landeskog, but again, that's his impact in the game. His career, you know, when you think of Calgary, Carolina, the Maple Leafs, Pittsburgh, there is a great story of influence that he has had on all of those franchises. And yet, I would tell you right now, I don't think he's had more influence in the game than he has right now. With the amount of people he touches, you know, I mean, I brought up Mark Scheifele, and then he had to bring up Robert Thomas because they're both clients. This guy resurrected his career because he learned what his body was supposed to be doing and what it couldn't do and what it could do, and then change his lifestyle completely. And now his influence in the game is exponential when you think of the people who talk to him, the people who work out with him. It's an amazing story. I mean, he works for Seattle because he and Ron Francis were teammates in Carolina. And so Ron Francis identified what Gary Roberts can do for players. I have friends that their kids go to. Yeah, I mean, it's almost a badge of honor to go to the Gary Roberts situation. I mean, it's fascinating what Gary has created in his career.
So many stars,
yes,
go through there, and from elite to good players. And one thing jumps out at me. I see a lot of Roberts in McDavid.
Well, I think he's his number one client. He won't say number one, but he's his number one client.
But I see that intensity in Connor that I saw in Gary Roberts.
Yeah, I just think there are so many people that have gleaned something from Gary. I mean, Steven Stamkos, you know, the rehabbing that he did with Gary Roberts. And by the way, there are others. I mean, Andy O'Brien in Halifax is remarkable.
Yeah.
What Gary has done after the playing career that he had and how he had to evolve his playing career and then evolve again into this, to me, is it's truly a great story. And his influence in the game is every night in every arena around the National Hockey League.
Going back to those skates during lockouts, like, they weren't fun with Gary, because he'd stick and jab, he'd cover the puck and he's poking at it. It's like, Rob's like, we're just having fun.
Yeah.
And he's the most intense person I've ever been on the ice with.
No question.
And it's not even close. At times I didn't think he was right. It was just so extreme, but well, that, he's wired that way.
He has taken that competitive level and brought it to fitness and workouts.
And to you. He's taken that to you, because you basically just signed up Gary Roberts.
I got 2 months free.
You did?
I got 2 months free.
Did you get a Groupon with that?
He just doesn't want, he wants me to go up that other staircase so I don't talk to the players down below. That's all. Workout area.
You'd be that guy that would flick some water on his face before he walks into the gym, and then he'd just walk around. Hey, your finger. What's up, Sid? Hey, McDavid. Hi. What's going on, Robbie?
Listen,
Shives. Good to see you.
I don't use nicknames, you know. I don't. You know that.
And they'd be like, "Hey, Shanny, you're on the 12. You're in the 12 week program, 12 part program."
Yeah, I know. There's another program I should be in based before I do this one.
I want the introductory session recorded.
Here's my challenge, because I'm going to do it. Okay, I'm going to do it this summer.
You're not going to do it.
I am.
No, you're not. If you do it, I'll be proud of you, but you're not going
to
do it.
I'm going to do it. I just want to know how I can get back to my car after the first, because I know I won't be able to walk.
I'll come and eat chips with you.
How will I get, he talked about going up the stairs. How will I get down the stairs?
Down the stairs.
That's right.
There's nothing like, you don't even realize how many muscles you need to walk downstairs until after something like that.
I'm going to do it. I am. I'm going to take him up on it.
Well, you're going to have to prove it to me, because I don't think you will. Don't mean to be negative.
Well, what else am I going to do in the summer?
Get yelled at by Gary.
I think there's a 12 part Discovery Channel series on this. I think it's possible.
Come on, John. And he's going to get back at you. You because he called you grumpy. He knows you. He's going to get right back at you. Come on, Shanny.
We got to go. We got to go.
Come on, Shannon. Coming to Netflix soon. YouTube.
12 parts.
Right around the corner. 12 parts with John Shannon.
And ending with me, exiting in a hearse.
lots of room. You can have naps. Yeah. Talk to you later.
Have a good weekend.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer.
Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.